Thank you for letting me be here.
I have a feeling that we are in a start position in one way in Sweden and in Stockholm, and in the other way, where Kiki is doing a lot of work, we are also a big country of circus. So I'm going to talk about, I would not say the smaller part, because it's quite important now in the beginning of getting circus nearby the citizens in the municipalities around there. So it's different levels, but it's still important levels. So I'm going to tell you the background of my work and how we have built it up, and the struggles we are standing in front of now. And you can just ask me if you don't understand me or something. So I'm working at the region of Stockholm. It's the county. We have 26 municipalities in Stockholm's region. I am the circus consultant here, and I'm the only circus consultant in Sweden. We have one now in the area of Gothenburg and Västra Götaland. She will start quite soon. So 2014 in Stockholm and all over Sweden, I would say, the circus hasn't had any place. When you apply for art support or something, there was even nothing to, you know, make a cross. You have to be theater or dance. So it hasn't been anywhere. And then Manesian, the organization for the Swedish circus artist here, they talked to the region of Stockholm and they applied for money from the politician in Stockholm, and they got some money. They could make a consultant, because earlier the theater and the music and the film has had this kind of support, art support, and a person who can help them to come out. Because in this region we have 26 municipalities, and Botkyrka, where we are now, is one of them. And I guess you have been looking at some shows, performance during from now. So you have been in different municipalities. So are you going to Nacka tomorrow? No? So
most of us will leave.
Okay.
Great part of the group will leave.
Okay. Okay.
Tomorrow. And yeah. The second part on Sunday. So some of the second group will go to see the shows. On Sunday.
Yeah, okay. So, but where Vallentuna, did you see Bloom yesterday in Vallentuna? No. Okay. But Vallentuna is one of these bigger municipality, and all of them have like their own system, and they have a person that we call kultursamordnare, kultursekreterare. I have it in English here. a culture coordinator, programmers, and they have different system out to their own citizen here, to the people who lives there, and they work to school, preschool, schools, and to the rest of the people. So every part have their own mission, and they're all put politic, and they have a different kind of money. Depends on what culture money they got. So when I started, the circus people in Sweden, in Dock, and the artist, wasn't used to make shows to children. Because my work and my colleagues at the dance and the film have the target group is the young people in schools, preschools, and up to 20 years, gymnasium. And they was a little bit like, well, we do that later. Now we go out in Europe and we make a festivals and we make the big shows, and then we maybe come back. But something happened during this year, I think. It was quite easy to to get these people in the municipalities to like circus. And I was kind of a lot of networking to get them to know each other. So every year I have some kind of inspiration day. So I let these people meet each other. So during this year, we have started to have a very good contacts. So the circus artist can, I mean, not use me, they can call directly to these people who work here. And they also started to make performance to the younger people, to this target group. And in the beginning they said everybody can see everybody's shows. And of course they can do that. But in Sweden we have some, we have a quite good, the culture for children are quite strong and important, and we take it seriously. I mean, Astrid Lindgren and all of these, and the theater feels for the children is very strong. It's very it's for real. It's nothing, you know. Ha ha ha. It's real. It's important. It's Bergman, you know. So all of a sudden, for example, Company Giraffe, they immediately started to think in that arty way for children. And a lot of people started to do that. So the contact between the circus artist and the municipality was quite easy. And because of that, it started in the schools. They also wanted to show the older people, the whole family, the whole group. So now something happened that they also want to buy shows for everybody. And if you have a show, a performance that is a target, the children and the young people is a target group, we can also pay the half cash. We have a art system that if it's a performance making for this kind, we can go in and pay half, the region pay the half price of the gash. So that's was the reason that they also could start to buy more circus. The dance had it and the music had it, but the circus didn't have it. So it was a quite it started to happen a lot. And the circus artist also find out that they could stay in Sweden also and start to both go away and be here. So I don't know, you know, Lasus with they have been working here, and Ron is one of our very nice artists who have been a lot around in the area of Stockholm. And then this brilliant idea came up from Subtopia to make this Circus Mania, and we were you understand that I'm working with the artist, and I have a network in the municipality, and I try to make them meet each other, and I coach the artist to think a little bit in the target thinking, because I think that we have some kind of responsibility for the children. They don't choose. They go to school, and the adults, the teacher, and we tell them what to see. Come, you're going to see something. So I think it's very important that when they're going in school time, they have to see something really, really good. So I try to coach them in thinking that way, that you have to think about this kind of audience. And I think they like it. And then you can do, I mean, you can do everything, but you have to think that these guys are not coming by themselves. So we have to have that in mind. So it started like that, and it was moving on. And then they start to want to buy bigger shows. And there is where we are now, because the structure is in this venue, because it's very much big venues, theaters and venues, also big gymnastic halls, but quite a lot of big venues, but they don't have these rigging points. So that's why it was so nice when Circus Mania came in and also could help them. So we are standing now that there are people want to buy big shows for all ages, and we have to find a way, an economic way, and also a technician way of making some reading points. When the wheel are in motion, we find out, okay, so here we have some kind of trouble. Okay, and then we have, so there is where we are now. And I really think that the people who buys in this are helping us to try. Okay, we bring it in and we try to fix it. And then we see what was the problem, and then we have to fix it so it get better every time, you know. So there we are. Do you understand anything what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was a little bit fast, but there was nothing. That from the beginning were nothing, and now we have Circus Mania. And during these years, I think we have started to talk circus in the region of Stockholm, and also in Sweden, because Sundsvall, Gävle, it's a little bit higher up. They also want to have circus because there's something they want to show when people is coming. Norrköping, Cirkuslottet, down in Skåne, Baltic Nordic Circus. I always change this Nordic Baltic. Yeah, you know. So it's happened. It's happened a lot of things in our very long country. But from the beginning, everybody also called me because I was the only one in Sweden, and I'm not a circus artist. I come from a municipality where I was working with culture for young people. So I think that also was very good that I wasn't from the field, because I had all these answers and the questions that we have who don't know circus. I was kind of naive, like the audience are, and we want them to be. So I think that was quite good. So something happened in Sweden, and it's a lot of people making it going around. But we need to support them with like festivals and talk and networking, but also economically. And Stockholm, the city of Stockholm, is one of the municipality. And it's there, it was Södra Teatern yesterday. It's one of the place in the city of Stockholm. They have another economic system. And for the children, it almost just in school that you can meet. You can go with your parents, but in school you can meet the art. And they have an own system. But otherwise, we are the part that they can apply for money for project, but also if you have a show and who is have this target group, we can go in with a half cash. So yes, So and the networking is also, of course. Did you go to Fylkingen today? Have you seen Dans I Stan? Have you been meeting Anna? Have you been seeing something?
Where?
Have you seen some? No, have you seen any play for the children? Have you seen any shows?
No. For children? No.
Oh, you haven't? Because
no.
I thought you had.
We did see the shows yesterday at Soda Theater.
Ah,
yeah.
On the evening.
Yeah.
So you haven't seen anything? Oh, I thought so, because I didn't bring some. Okay, but okay. Because we have in this festival, we have a lot of school performance. So we have... we are working together with this Dans I Stan. It's a network in the city of Stockholm who give dance and circus. She buy in this performance and sell it to the schools. Circus Circur, of course, we have some communication and we have a collaboration with them, and of course also with the school, with DOC. But also this Sundsvall and Gävle and Skåne and the other cities also. So we also want to have make it easier for the groups to travel and have shows. A tour in the whole Sweden. But we are not there. And a lot of artists coming to me and say we can make it in the August and then we can make it in September. But we aren't there yet. Now they buy three performances there and three performances there and three performances there, and that's kind of difficult if you also have to work abroad and so on. But
sorry, I didn't understand. Do you give some economic financial main to the municipalities to help them buy shows?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So if Botkyrka want to buy four performance of a show, we do a three part contract. So the group we look at the performance and it need to have some kind of quality, and we have a reference group, and then we make a contract. So when they have done it, then they want to have the pay. Will they pay one factura, half for us, and half for the municipality? And I handle that, and I have a colleague who also is doing the same with the dance, in my office. And but we have also these people. I have, excuse me, this desk officer. Do you say that? Yeah. They have some kind of project support. And I don't handle that, and I think that's good because I'm quite near the artist and I'm quite near the people in the municipality. But this support you can apply three or four times a year for producing a show. If you have an idea, you can apply for money. And from the beginning there were no circus artists applying, but now it's at least, I would say, eight every time. And three of them often get it because they are quite, the level is very, very high of this now. But they have to, in that apply, they have to say why it's important for the region. That it's like what, but the rest of the rest of Sweden, of course, and the rest of Europe and where they can have it. But yeah.
How do you choose the shows or the company you want to support, or to, have you a catalog or not?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are working on a catalog who will be ready in March. That we will have everybody, and we say if you have this support from the desk office, from the project support, if you make a show, you're immediately. But otherwise, because during this year we have to try, so it people come and say, I have this show, okay, we try it, okay, it was brilliant, now you're in. The reference group looked at it, so we are still in the beginning. So I have 325 Swedish crowns every half year that I can support, and it's nothing. But the school's show can't be so expensive. They have to go down a bit. If you do it in the evenings, you can put it higher. So that's also something that we have to say to them, that it's difficult to sell big, expensive shows during the daytime. So it hasn't been a problem until now, because now there are really good shows coming on and we really want to help everybody. So that is also good that we can look where the needs are. Where is the municipality who often doesn't buy? Why don't they buy? Can we help them?
And often the program in circus makes also some technical problems, issues. And how do you do to help municipality that not have the habitude?
We are exactly there now. So I went out, I went to a theater with a culture secretary buyer, and she was standing like, okay, so what am I supposed to do? Oh God, yes, what are we supposed to do? That's my work. I'm going out there and I don't know anything. She doesn't know anything. So I call Sikör and I call Subtopia, And we hire some guy coming up and say, okay, we can do that, we can do that. And then a person from the municipality is coming. He doesn't even, he doesn't want to work. I mean, you know, and he said, no, we can't do that, and we can't do that. And, we can't do that. And there we are. So there.
Yes.
Is it the same here?
You're saying so.
Oh, I thought everybody said, okay. No. So there we are. So that's why it was so good to have Circus Mania in this this week, because they had I don't know his name, I don't remember his name. He just went out and said, I do that. And this guy working on the theater said, okay. And so he learned. And tomorrow we are going to show Nilas and Marcelo in Gregarios. And they, and tomorrow at 7 o'clock, we are going to put some 2,000 water. I mean, in some big water. Yeah, and when they said we can, it's not a problem. We can have this pole. We just put some water in some water keeper. Okay, we said, and then somebody has to do that also. You know, we have to hire someone. So okay, so there is where we are. Who is going to pay that? Who is going to do that? Whose responsibility is it? If the rigging point, I mean, so we're struggling with that exactly now. So we, there we are, but we will, because that's a very important thing to move on. Yeah, we have.
Do you have links or do you have contacts or connections in the direction of the school? Of DOC, for example, for the students, for the user, the skill, or not?
Every when they graduate, I come there in the beginning when they start, and then nobody listens to me. And then when they graduate, they have learned so much about the field. So, and they also understand that, okay, you can be abroad and work, but you can also work at home. Or, I mean, at home. I mean, it's not so many Swedish people, but they can stay here. They can live here if they want. Was that a...
It's not really my
question. No.
My question is to know if you have concrete actions, some help, some grants, some to support the field of youth workers or the field of education.
Okay. No.
Yeah,
no.
Only on the professional.
Yes. But there also another part that we are working with that is there are quite a lot of circle schools for the young people here, and we don't have so many. We have to organize that also, because you have to link them. You have to link them so they go to the circus gymnasium, and we have to link them so they can apply for the DOC, but no support and so on. No.
Does the region has the same policy for all the arts, or is it especially policy for circus? For example, you pay 50% for the shows, for circus shows. Is it the same policy for theater or for music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for dance it is the same, 50% of the gage, as long as the money still in the pot that we have, of course. I mean, we have a pot of money every half year. Yeah. But the dance and the music and the dance and the circus has the same. The musician has almost the same, but they can also, we want to support artists also who live in the region. But I mean, they live everywhere. I mean, so. But the music field can, I think they can work with musicians all over Sweden. For some touring in the region also. The theater have another system, but they have, now it's quite the same, but it's another, it's quite the same, yes. Yeah.
with the same means, financial means?
Yes, but yeah. And the funny thing is that they are buying so much more circus and dance. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, we can sometimes we get some more money actually from the theater field. That's very nice. Yeah.
Do the companies you support, you help, have to be regional companies, or you can help Sweden company more widely, or extra Sweden company?
We help the company who's working and living in Sweden. Yeah.
In Sweden, but not. Especially in the region.
Yes, but I mean, in Sweden, they almost they live in Stockholm, or they have some very close connection.
Yeah.
But it's a very small. Everybody knows each other also, and that's a very nice thing. That they start to know these people also. That's brilliant. I think that's good. But I have actually had phone calls from European circus artists. They say, how can we make performance in Sweden? Well, yeah. So we're working on it.
As you can.
Yeah. But so these people, they get so much mail from circus artists, and they really like it because I just. Put it out, because they'll also learn a lot of things. They learn, yeah. Do you have a connection? If I email you, for example, some links of trailers of some of our Swedish shows for children? Because I also used to, I have done it a few times, going out to teacher, because as I say, everybody here has their own connection to the schools, to their own field. So I don't work directly to the schools here. They do it. So I have this contact to the person here, the 26th person here. Yeah. But it's also important for us to educate the teachers for how can you look at dance and theater and circus.
Mm-hmm.
Because I went to see Jay Gilligan, the juggler, and Erik Åberg. Yeah, they have made Kapselbevis. Have you seen it? Otherwise, I will give you some links. It was in the beginning in my work, and I invited the schools, and they knew that we are going to see circus now. So they like this, and then they come in and see Jay and Erik standing like this. And they didn't understand anything, because they thought it was not circus for them.
Yeah.
Yes. So I was a little bit, oh God. So I went back to that school, and I took Ron with me, and I asked them, what did you see, and what did you think before, and what did you think after? And then Ron also had a workshop, and I also showed a little bit from one of his shows, and then I understand that they understand a lot. But the I have to educate myself and them to don't be afraid and to think that circus can be a lot of things. Do you have the same in France? Because can you also so you can also feel sometimes that is this going to work out, is it possible to show this for this target group? Can you also feel that?
Often I it's not circus, and I have to work with teacher, with schoolboy and schoolgirl to explain the history, the process, objective, but evolution. But often I am surprised because a lot of I think it will be terrible after and no.
So they receive
the, perhaps it's not circus, but it's a show, and they see a lot of things, and they feel a lot of things, and it's quite but I need sometimes to
even after 40 years of history of circus in France,
yeah.
Still think circus is animals,
Okay.
A political question, please.
Yes.
So the region can help the cities of the region of Stockholm,
mm-hmm.
as you said, funding half of the fees.
Mm-hmm.
But does region or national state help this city in the front of the general policy for culture?
Yeah. So we have also this the government. I actually don't remember the word. The government's. Department of Culture.
Minister.
Yes, of course. It's here. And I am the regional, I work at the region of Stockholm. And we got money from here. Yeah. And we also got money from the politician. And they need to get money from the state. Never mind. I mean, it's the money from the state. Skip that. Here is the Minister of Culture. We got some, and we got some from the politicians also.
Politicians?
So the region, my boss are the politicians in the region.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they can say no money for circus if they want. And then the circus field and the theater and the dance, they can also apply from here. And they start to give circus groups, artists more for projects and so on. And then we also have this Stockholm city, the city of Stockholm, this is the artist. They can also apply for working in Stockholm. And here they can apply for half gosh, but also for project, for the process. So three places to apply for. And they can also apply in other fields in Sweden, I mean, in Gothenburg and Malmö and so on, if they work there and live there. But if they live in Stockholm, here and here. And I mean, we are now also everybody is a bit scary also what's happening, you know. So, I mean, when we talk to the politicians, we really have to talk very...
Mm-hmm.
The circus is important because it's a very new art form for them. Yeah, so we are a little bit scary about this. Everybody are. Yeah.
But can the ministry help also help the city of the region of Stockholm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are also politicians. Except I don't know, but I mean, every region in Sweden get money from the ministry for culture. But Stockholm is the only one who have another system. We haven't been this region for real. It's a bit tricky. Okay, so we are a small part for the artist for them working in the region. But of course we have a connection. We collaborate a lot with the people in Stockholm also. But yes. Mm-hmm.
Is it the richest region of Sweden? Your region? The richest?
I'm not sure, actually.
We have, I think we have easiest in one way because we're biggest. We have the National Theatre, Dramaten, the National Theatre are in my home city, but it's still the National Theatre. I mean, if you're living in Luleå, you don't feel like it's the National. I mean, so we have it. But sometimes I can feel that in Skåne it happened a lot more interesting things because it's so close to the continent and they can go back to Denmark and you know, say hello to Dynamo. And I haven't been to Dynamo yet. I just talked to them in subcase and so on. So, yeah, we are a little bit far away also. I've got all my input from the artist and so on. And from Kiki Mukone. Are you sure you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I believe my PowerPoint hasn't, it wouldn't have been any different. I mean, it's but I'm sorry, I will definitely give you some links.
Okay.
So you understand that when I say this target group shows, mm-hmm. that you can understand. Yes.
We have more questions.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.